听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Who will join us for dinner tonight?
Bob and Candy. I also invited Mary, but she is out of town.
What a pity. I was hoping she would come.If I were you, I'd just walk to work. It would take you about 20 minutes. Riding a bike is a good choice, too.
I agree. But this week, my husband is away on business, so I have to drive my kids to school before I go to work. I'm pressed for time, you know. It's 8:30, Dave, and you're going to be late for the meeting.
Oh, my. I just have half an hour left. I can't believe I slept for 10 hours. Hi, Helen. Where are you off to?
To the library. I've got a history paper due next week.And need to do some reading. Thank goodness you are still here.
What's up?
I need your signature for this document. It's urgent.
到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Are you all alone, Tom? Why not ask Mike to help you collect money for the children's center?
Well, he's working on his lab report. Could you come?
I'd love to, but I won't be available until next week. I think Kathy will have some free time this week. Do you want me to pass on a message?
That'd be nice. Thanks, Jane.
Are you all alone, Tom? Why not ask Mike to help you collect money for the children's center?
Well, he's working on his lab report. Could you come?
I'd love to, but I won't be available until next week. I think Kathy will have some free time this week. Do you want me to pass on a message?
That'd be nice. Thanks, Jane.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Are you leaving for the railway station now, Jack? It's so early.
Just avoiding the rush hour traffic. I don't want to be late.
So you have to wait for about 2 hours? I don't think there's scenery to look at.
Don't worry. I'll take a book with me.
It's too noisy to read in the railway station. I would usually look around the shops while waiting for the train.
But I've already got all the gifts for my parents and sisters. I don't need to buy anything.If I really can't focus on the book, I may phone up some friends I haven't talked to in a while.
That's a nice idea. Betty told me last time that she often spent the waiting time writing a to-do list so that she'd not miss anything in the days to come.
That's an awesome idea. I'll surely do that. Thank you, Judy. See you next year.
Bye. Are you leaving for the railway station now, Jack? It's so early.
Just avoiding the rush hour traffic. I don't want to be late.
So you have to wait for about 2 hours? I don't think there's scenery to look at.
Don't worry. I'll take a book with me.
It's too noisy to read in the railway station. I would usually look around the shops while waiting for the train.
But I've already got all the gifts for my parents and sisters. I don't need to buy anything. If I really can't focus on the book...I may phone up some friends I haven't talked to in a while.
That's a nice idea. Betty told me last time that she often spent the waiting time writing a to-do list so that she'd not miss anything in the days to come.
That's an awesome idea. I'll surely do that. Thank you, Judy. See you next year.
Bye.
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hi, Bill. You look troubled. What's the matter?
Hi, Grace. I have a big decision to make. My uncle offered me a job as the lead engineer at his service station and with good pay.
That's wonderful. But are you going to quit college?
That's exactly the problem. One side of me says, oh, go ahead. You can go back to college anytime. What job could you get after college that would pay you $15 an hour?That's $30,000 a year.
And then?
And then the other side says, hold it, not so fast. For all those years you were in the Army, you planned to go to college so that you would have many job possibilities to choose from. You've planned your whole life around going to college, and now...
I can see it. It's true that with your experience in the Army, you could do excellent work repairing cars if you accept the job. But you are doing very well now. Just think of the future. You will get better jobs. Hi, Bill. You look troubled. What's the matter?
Hi, Grace. I have a big decision to make. My uncle offered me a job as the lead engineer at his service station and with good pay.
That's wonderful. But are you going to quit college?
That's exactly the problem. One side of me says, oh, go ahead. You can go back to college anytime. What job could you get after college that would pay you $15 an hour? That's $30,000 a year.
And then?
And then the other side says, hold it, not so fast. For all those years you were in the Army, you planned to go to college so that you would have many job possibilities to choose from. You've planned your whole life around going to college, and now...
I can see it. It's true that with your experience in the Army, you could do excellent work repairing cars if you accept the job. But you are doing very well now. Just think of the future. You will get better jobs.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十六三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hey, John, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. What's up?
I wanted to let you know about a book club I joined a few months ago. I know you do a lot of reading, so I thought you might want to come with me next month.
Oh, that sounds like fun. When does the group meet?
Usually the last Saturday of the month at 7:30 in the evening. Is that too late for you?
No, I think that's okay. What do you talk about in the group?
Well...Every month we choose a new book, and then during the next meeting we discuss it.
What books have you read?
Quite a lot. Recently we have read The Beautiful Mind and The Great Gatsby. Now we are reading The Kite Runner.
The Kite Runner? I've heard that's a good book. What's it about?
It's about a boy who grows up in Afghanistan during the 1980s.
That sounds interesting. I'd love to come.
Great!The next meeting will be held in 2 weeks, so you still have time to read the book. Hey, John, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. What's up?
I wanted to let you know about a book club I joined a few months ago. I know you do a lot of reading, so I thought you might want to come with me next month.
Oh, that sounds like fun. When does the group meet?
Usually the last Saturday of the month at 7:30 in the evening.Is that too late for you?
No, I think that's okay. What do you talk about in the group?
Well, every month we choose a new book, and then during the next meeting we discuss it.
What books have you read?
Quite a lot. Recently we have read The Beautiful Mind and The Great Gatsby. Now we are reading The Kite Runner.
The Kite Runner? I've heard that's a good book. What's it about?
It's about a boy who grows up in Afghanistan during the 1980s.
That sounds interesting. I'd love to come.
Great! The next meeting will be held in 2 weeks, so you still have time to read the book.
Listen to the following dialogue.回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Today, let's begin with note-taking techniques. Note-taking is an important skill not only for taking classes, but also for doing your job in the future. I'd like to draw your attention to certain points about taking notes. First, remember that note-taking should be 75% listening and only 25% writing. So don't try to write down every single word the teacher says. Ignore what is unimportant and write in phrases, not complete sentences. Second, leave spaces and lines between main ideas. You may want to add some information later. I find that some of you are very good at making use of color, mapping web, and symbols such as arrows, circles, and boxes. I highly recommend these tools to all of you because the use of them makes the outline more easily readable and interesting than the blocks of text. It also makes sure that important words stand out. Here are some examples. Today, let's begin with note-taking techniques. Note-taking is an important skill not only for taking classes, but also for doing your job in the future. I'd like to draw your attention to certain points about taking notes. First, remember that note-taking should be 75% listening and only 25% writing. So don't try to write down every single word the teacher says. Ignore what is unimportant and write in phrases, not complete sentences. Second, leave spaces and lines between main ideas. You may want to add some information later. I find that some of you are very good at making use of color, mapping web, and symbols such as arrows, circles, and boxes. I highly recommend these tools to all of you because the use of them makes the outline more easily readable and interesting than the blocks of text. It also makes sure that important words stand out. Here are some examples.
第二节到此结束。现在，你有2分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。